The sounds of frogs, birds, crickets, cattle. It's a very rural place. Once you leave the city of Kigali, you enter a rolling countryside. The land of a thousand hills. There's very little flat land, but it's so beautiful. And people seem gentle. And they've been very welcoming to us. And I feel very honored, delighted to be here. I think a lot about how permaculture, changing our ways of thinking, evolving our ways of thinking, can help address the many, many problems that the world is facing. Depleting resources, topsoil loss, climate change, growing populations, less energy per capita as we move forward. We're looking to make a society that's much more efficient. Also one that is truly regenerative. And by regenerative, we mean it builds soil. It restores the ecology. It works with the ecology. And it nourishes the people and empowers them to keep making positive changes and improvements. I hold on to my optimism that these things are really possible. And It seems the only thing, meaningful thing that we can really do is to work for these goals. Isn't it? We see war in Ukraine spiraling, and seeing how it draws in people. It also creates more division. People struggle to find reason. We always want to apportion blame. It's very easy to simply blame the Russians. It's an unprovoked attack. But yet, NATO, American-led policy, has pushed ever eastward towards Russia. I'm not sure if NATO hasn't become a tool of American imperialism in some way, some larger chess game that we don't know the rules of and don't fully understand. But to me, the whole thing seems crazy. To me, it seems to be more about resources, about the oil and the gas, the control over the remaining carbon reserves, than it is about people or nationhood. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't claim any expertise here. But for me, what seems obvious is that the oil age is coming to an end. The oil age is dying. It needs to, because of the damages it causes, because of the inequalities it causes. But at the same time, we're not prepared to live without oil. We haven't prepared. In fact, we've deliberately not prepared. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, since 1987, has been clearly telling us the warning us of the long-term effects of climate change, the catastrophic effects of climate change, climate collapse, ecological breakdown. You know, we become so used to these words and terms. Climate change, it sounds like a mild thing. It's a devastating thing. Fear starts to grip people when they can't see a way forward. They're not sure what's going to happen. This is also something we have to come to terms with. How do we create hope in this divided world? Can we bring people together around a desire to nurture, to improve, to grow, instead of this division and hatred we've had thrust upon us? I dedicate every breath in my body continuing this attempt to find a way forward, to include people on this beautiful Rwandan night.